from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, January 23rd. Coming up, the Champaign Unit 4 School District has been grappling with whether and how to further desegregate its schools. We'll learn more from Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes about whether desegregation works in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A judge in Effingham County has granted a pause on a new law that bans assault weapons in Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The ruling only applies to the over 800 plaintiffs, which include gun owners and firearm dealers, involved in the lawsuit. This means the plaintiffs can lawfully possess assault weapons without having to register them with the state, and the firearms dealers can legally sell weapons while the case gets hashed out in higher courts. The state's Democratic leaders aren't happy. In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker said the ruling was disappointing, yet this is the first step in defending the law. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office said they will ask the appellate court to reverse and vacate the ruling. This lawsuit was brought by former Republican State Attorney General candidate Tom DeVore. It's one of three known legal challenges to the law since it was enacted earlier this month. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Three candidates are on the April 4th ballot for mayor of Champaign, including the current mayor, Deb Finan. As she seeks a third term, Finan says she's led the city's effort to speed up infrastructure work in Garden Hills with federal COVID relief money. The North Side neighborhood has long suffered from flooding and a lack of sidewalks and streetlights, and it was not a top priority on Champaign's schedule of infrastructure projects. But Mayor Finan says the American Rescue Plan money allowed the city to change that.
So we were actually already started on the work. The problem was just that it was going to take over more than 10 years, really, to do the phase one and two of the project. And we've now reduced that down to probably about 5 years.
Finan says construction will begin this summer on a detention basin that will prevent flooding in Garden Hills. Finan faces two challengers in the April 4th election, former Champaign Mayor Don Girard and Azark David Cobbs, who ran for the seat 4 years ago. A new report from the Champaign Police Department says shooting incidents in 2022 were half of what they were the previous year. As Illinois Newsroom's Farah Anderson reports, this is the first time shootings have dropped since 2017.
The Champaign City Council passed the Community Gun Violence Reduction Blueprint last February. The blueprint is a plan to reduce shooting incidents, or any time where police find a gun was fired, by addressing the root causes of violence. Jorge Elvier is the community relations manager for the city of Champaign. He says the city holds community meetings immediately after shootings.
We have to be out there listening to what's going on and trying to hear their perspective as well, right? We have to be one as one, right?
Elvier says the city wants to expand its work with community organizations in 2023. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team edged Northwestern yesterday in Evanston, 67-64. Genesis Bryant led Illinois with 18 points. Kendall Bostic added 16 points and 13 rebounds. Head coach Shauna Green says the Illini didn't play a great game, but did enough to win, especially close to the basket.
One thing I loved was that we killed them in the paint, and that was what I said. The winner of the paint I thought was going to win the game, which we didn't win last time we played them, and it was 44-20. So we didn't shoot the ball extremely well, but again, we made big shots when we had to.
The 21st-ranked Illini improved to 16-4 overall and 6-3 in the Big Ten Conference. Next for Illinois is a home game against Purdue Thursday night, starting at 7 o'clock. Still to come, four professors talk with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes to answer the question, does desegregation work in public schools? That's next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. When Champaign Unit 4 schools set out to further desegregate by socioeconomic status, very few parents liked the idea, no matter their racial or economic background. After all, this is at least the third attempt to desegregate and close achievement gaps between students. So why try again? Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes got answers from four education professors.
Yes, desegregation does work. That's the answer from the first professor, Gregory Pilardi. an associate professor at the University of California, Riverside, he's constantly analyzing data on school integration. He says it does help students from low socioeconomic backgrounds, or SES, succeed.
And a lot of research suggests attending a high SES school kind of rubs off on you, more than your own SES even.
Socioeconomic status means three things: parent income, parent education level, and parent occupation. It doesn't mean race, though they are correlated.
Now, if you have peers that come from higher SES families, they tend to have parents that are more highly educated. Children from those backgrounds tend to, you know, have higher achievement, more advanced academic skills, and those factors tend to rub off.
So if researchers have crunched the numbers on this so many times and overall found the same thing, why hasn't desegregation closed achievement gaps? Well, few places have fully desegregated. Half of white students across the country still go to mostly white schools, especially in the Midwest, according to a 2022 report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Even in schools that look integrated from the outside, their classrooms may not be. The second professor I talked to about this is Tokes Fashola. She's an education research professor at American University in Washington, D.C. Fashola says white families have often created silos within black schools to avoid integrating. In one case in Pennsylvania, where she served as an expert witness, schools created advanced placement classes.
As soon as they were told that they had to integrate, the number of AP classes doubled and tripled. And that's where you saw all the white children. All of a sudden, a school that never had any AP classes, the number of AP classes just increased.
And districts inflicted some deep wounds on black communities as they integrated. The third professor is Asif Wilson, who researches teaching and curricula at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Districts all over the country cut much of their black teaching force after the Brown versus Board of Education decision. Wilson says black teachers knew best how to teach their students and knew the most about their collective history.
They went to the stores. They went to the churches. They were part of the sort of communal milieu, and DSEG completely interrupted that.
In Illinois, almost 17% of students are black, but only 6% of teachers are, according to the State Board of Education's most recent report card. So is desegregation still worth it if the backlash can be so effective and harmful? Wilson says no. He wants to see neighborhood schools with the resources and teaching styles that will make them effective for black students. Our fourth professor says yes, desegregation is effective. It just needs to be done right. Lois Carruthers is an education professor at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. She has overseen and been frustrated by desegregation efforts herself. She says teachers need to be on board with integration by race and class for it to be successful.
I definitely believe that integrated schools are better for kids and that they lead to good outcomes for kids overall. I think that if teachers do what they need to do, then students, in a sense, will sort of follow.
And those are the four professors. Mostly they say socioeconomic desegregation does help students. It's the way districts have often desegregated or resisted doing so that has been so harmful. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with a high of 37 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, Farah Anderson, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.